This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's talk to our guest for the day. It's Trader Nick in the United States. Nick, good afternoon. Hope you're well.
Hey, Johnny. I'm good. Good to be back with you again.
Yes, and we only just spoke yesterday, and as we were going off air, we saw further drops in the markets where you are, and that's been reflected overnight in terms of the Asian markets as well.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, we saw yesterday pretty strong selling. In fact, the intraday reversal, the initial move higher in response to the NVIDIA earnings caused the market to be very, very green for a brief moment there. But it was definitely like Christmas yesterday, because we got both the green and then the red. Everything pretty much sold off into the close in the U.S. market session. Specifically, we rallied on the S&P 500 over 1% initially and ended up down yesterday by over 2%. Pretty big intraday move. And again, sort of a response afterwards to the jobs report mixed with Fed rate cut probabilities getting slashed, but then a little bit of a follow through in the Asian session. So as you mentioned last night, overnight, we had some pretty sharp follow through, specifically where a lot of this market turmoil has kind of started and seems to continue to be happening is actually the cryptocurrency world. Bitcoin specifically dropped down at one point to around 80,600 yesterday, which is given that we were just a few weeks ago at 126,000 per coin, that is a very, very volatile move. I mean, at the low now, we're talking about a 36% drop in just over a month and a half. I mean, that's a very, very sharp move. And so as we look into what's going on with the crypto crowd, what's going on here, I think that it's actually a bit of a sentiment-driven sell-off, as it always sort of is, always people panicking, selling about, something. But fundamentally, we've still got the story of Fed rate cuts are still coming. And actually, we'll talk about that a little bit more in a second. But rate cuts are still on the horizon. Corporate earnings have been decently strong. The consumer is, definitely a little weak, but holding up okay. And again, that promise of rate cuts still seemingly around the corner should be holding up markets okay, I would argue. However, again, we've seen a flush to the downside. And I think a lot of the speculation around this actually, Johnny, is really about leverage and deleveraging what has been in the system. In crypto especially, we know this is a ripe, fertile crescent for, leveraged traders. And I think that we're seeing a little bit of that froth getting worked off with a drop of that magnitude, but we are seeing a little bit of a rebound today so far.
Yes, even after we spoke yesterday about Bitcoin and the sizable drop in Bitcoin over the last few days, it went down even further, but actually there's a bit of a recovery now.
Yeah, this morning is interesting because you're seeing, at least for now, a little bit of a sharp recovery in risk assets. I want to say that carefully because, again, yesterday you saw what happens after, or what has been happening to markets after a little bit of excitement. Sellers are stepping right back in. So we'll see if that's a repeated story today or not. But in terms of for now, Bitcoin seems to be moving higher as well as the dollar lower as well as the stock market higher. That kind of paints a picture of it's likely interest rate related, and that is the case. The FedWatch tool, at least at the time of recording this, jumped up to about a 75% probability that the Fed will cut interest rates now in December. And this has got to be one of the most volatile meetings that we have seen in a while. I mean, we went from 100% chance that they were going to cut in December about a month and a half, 2 months ago, to now, or to recently, just a 25, 28% chance that we're going to cut rates in December, and now just jumped up to 75% again. I mean, this is all over the place here, and it shows that a divided Fed, a divided committee, causes a lot of speculation amongst the trading community, the financial markets community. Well, this morning, what happened? Fed official Williams said, "I still see room for near-term rate cut," and that swung everything. Because remember, if they're making the decision as to whether to cut rates, but they're divided, it doesn't take much for someone to switch camps to sway the entire vote. And essentially, that seems to be what may be happening.
Yeah, and very similar to what's happening on this side of the Atlantic, Nick, because as we saw with the Bank of England, a very tight split in the Monetary Policy Committee, just 5-4. Many people are predicting a drop from the Bank of England in December because it will just take one switch and then it'll go the other way.
Exactly. And it is very much when there's a divided room, it doesn't take much to sway the vote. I'm just going to read this really quick from New York Fed's Williams. Fed can still cut rates in the near term, given current policy is modestly restrictive. Inflation progress has stalled, but should be on track to 2% in 2027. That's dovish. And dovish commentary in this market goes a long way when you have a tape that is very negative, very concerned. Headlines are spooking people, you know, the AI bubble. And just anecdotally, Johnny, I just wanted to give my 2 cents on this whole AI bubble commentary. I think personally that if everyone is calling something a bubble, is it likely to be a bubble? And I ask that because in a bubble, the whole idea, at least my understanding of it, would be no one sees it popping and then it pops. But if you currently have a scenario in which everyone is sort of comfortable with calling it a bubble, saying, oh, yeah, it's definitely going to crash, markets have a really remarkable ability to surprise the popular crowd. And the popular crowd now seems to have switched bearish. In fact, I'm just going to also reiterate this point through some data I was looking at, and listeners can go search up this data to confirm. But the AAII Investor Sentiment Survey is a weekly reported survey that asks investors their outlook on the stock market going out to 6 months. And they've been reporting this figure for years, I think going back to like the 90s or 80s or some. So they've been doing it for decades. And it's a well-published survey. Well, it comes out every week. And recently, it has flipped incredibly pessimistic. People are very bearish. So, you know, that doesn't mean that the market can't go lower, because to be fair, people were very concerned in February and March and April, and they were correct to do so. The markets continue to move lower. But not necessarily as a timing tool, but as a general sentiment gauge, I would say that the crowd is still quite worried about the state of this market. And maybe, just maybe, that sets up a little bit of a contrarian move into year's end. We're going into the Thanksgiving holiday, and I think that would be inappropriate not to mention. The Thanksgiving holiday is, historically speaking, one of the strongest returning weeks on average in the financial markets. Now, that does not guarantee anything. I'm talking specifically about the stock market, the NASDAQ, et cetera, probably Bitcoin as well, though I haven't done my research on that. The idea is basically during Thanksgiving and Christmas, the Santa Claus rally and the Thanksgiving rally are very observable in markets. Speculation would tell you, or at least my speculation would tell you, that I think the reason for that is because during very low volume weeks where most people are away from the desk and there's not, you know, major economic data being released, I think the default is for the market to kind of grind higher, especially in a year where we've been up so much. And, you know, I think that people are going to continue to add to it. That's my personal take on it. Again, definitely not financial advice. This whole podcast is just our commentary on what's taking place. But I figured that was worth mentioning as we go into the Thanksgiving holiday next week.
So that's the markets as they are today. What about the week ahead, Nick?
Yeah, so with the Thanksgiving holiday, we do have probably a quieter week, which again, quieter, we'll see if that means quieter in the sense of market rebounds, or if quiet gives sellers uncontested opportunity to move lower. So again, I'm making no guarantees by any means. But we do get some data on Tuesday from the US. We have the core and headline retail sales and PPI numbers. Those will be heavily anticipated. We're hearing from the RBNZ next Tuesday. We are also going to be getting unemployment claims on Wednesday, a day early as Thanksgiving falls on Thursday. We also have potentially, it says tentatively here, the autumn forecast statement from the UK, which might be interesting on your side of things. Then we get preliminary GDP, which is also set as tentative for Wednesday. Core PCE numbers tentative for the US. And let's see what for Thursday, of course, that is going to be Thanksgiving. So it's a bank holiday in the US, probably going to be a very quiet day in markets, most likely, given that we don't have something blow out in the crypto world. And then finally, Friday, we have CAD GDP to end out the week. So kind of a quiet week, but also still some data to be dropped as well.
Excellent stuff, Nick. Have a great weekend. We'll speak to you next week.
Thanks, Johnny. You too.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.